Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
It's John Cook with you this evening. Now, thousands of people have fled the Syrian city of Homs since yesterday as rebel forces push further south. They've already seized Aleppo in the north and Hama in the centre, dealing blows to President Bashar al-Assad 14 years after protests against him across Syria. I'm joined by Christian Aid's Syria programme manager, Ala Asani, to discuss the critical humanitarian situation unfolding on the ground right now. Ala, thanks for joining us on Drive Time this evening. I understand you're originally from Aleppo, so will you tell me your reaction, please, to the events unfolding in your home area right now?
Hi, John. Thanks a lot. Well, it's a historical moment, but also it's so many mixed feelings when it comes to feeling concerned about my family, feeling also, you know, happy towards having freedom, but also very much concerned what the future will bring, you know, with the control of HTS and how that will be developed, but also concerned about the area that can be bombed by, you know, the Russian and the regime airstrikes. So people are super concerned now what will happen. Mm-hmm. They are really threatened of being bombed. And that happened 2 days ago where the regime, you know, bombed Aleppo and Idlib and civilian residential areas, targeting schools and hospitals. Four hospitals are now out of service. You know, ambulances has been bombed and destroyed. So even the injuries and the killed people were not been able, you know, to be, supported.
I'm reading at least 178,000 people have been displaced due to these recent escalations in northern Syria. Many of them have been displaced more than once here in this situation, Ala.
Yeah, so it's a crisis within a crisis. Unfortunately, the Syrian context is very complex. So it's been like under war more than like 14 years. And then the earthquake that hit Syria and Turkey last year. And then the recent war in Lebanon that caused lots of refugees, you know, coming to northwest of Syria, but also the regime-held areas. And, you know, they move like from floods all the time, living under ongoing armed conflict and bombing. So it's always a crisis within a crisis. And people, whenever they survive one, they have another one and they keep struggling.
It sounds like a dire situation for people in northwest Syria, where the local population being displaced into some areas where there may be no available shelter, or what aid is getting to them? Yeah. What can you do for them, Ala?
Yeah, sure. So already, like, there's 4 million people are living in northwest of Syria with a need, you know, to the basic needs, and more than 2 million of people are living in camps. And the current escalations led to further displacement. Those people, as I said, has been already displaced more than once and twice and three times, because it has been forcibly displaced either from Aleppo or the south of Syria or Ghouta, you know, from different regions. And then now, like, some of them from Afrin, and recently, because of the current escalation, Tal Rifat, which is a Kurdish area, those people has been now displaced to the northeast. So people are really in a severe situation because they have nothing to stay with. They left to, you know, to sleep in the agricultural lands, and even for the ones who managed to return to the lands, like, and their houses has been fully destroyed, and they moved the tents from place to another just to feel reunited with their lands. So there is a huge need for bread, for milk, for medications, for shelter and support with cash. So in our case, we're trying to support with our partners who are now on the ground already. In Aleppo and in Idlib with cash, programming bread and supporting, you know, milk for children and kids. And with a specific needs, NFI, kitchen, kids, because they moved to another places with nothing, you know, they can't take with.
Okay. And dropping temperatures, I'm reading, another critical
it's
factor.
It's winter.
Yeah.
It's really winter. And in any case, I mean, if it's stable, peaceful situation, people are already suffering. So imagine now after all this displacement and continue living under the fear of being bombed. So people living in the need for winterization, support and cash and kids within such a difficult weather.
Ala Asani, thank you very much for joining me. Christian Aid Syria programme manager. Lots of people in need of help there, and my thoughts with your people and your family, as you mentioned as well, there in Syria. We're back very shortly.